Among the milestones last week, as the waters in Cedar Rapids passed the 500-year flood mark, was Steve Buttrey starting his job as editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette. That was last Tuesday. Steve is on the line with us this morning. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
You have had quite an incredible week, both journalistically and just in terms of sort of surviving. How have you managed to cover this story, and what's your headline this morning?
Actually, I don't have the morning paper yet, but let me see if I can remember what the headline. I'm drawing a blank on this morning's headline. Actually,
well, that's all right. You're sitting in a boat somewhere, probably in the middle of Cedar Rapids.
No, I'm sitting in a hotel room, yeah. High and dry. I've managed to stay dry.
This has been an amazing journalistic story for you, and you've also gotten some sort of support from colleagues around the country who've had similar experiences over the past. Several years or so. Describe some of those, if you could.
Oh, we got a call last night from Jennifer Brown, a copy editor at the Times-Picayune in New Orleans, who they were very, very moved. The staff there is collecting, putting together care packages to send up to our staff members who've been displaced from their homes in this flood. She just wanted to know what we needed, which obviously they've been here. In fact, Jennifer herself was displaced in Katrina, and that meant a lot to us that they were thinking of us and reaching out to help. We also got an email from Dan Shea, the managing editor for news at the Times-Picayune, saying that they were following our work from afar and admired the job that we were doing, and they ran a front page photograph that reminded them of the Katrina scenes, and the headline was "We Share Your Pain."
Wow! Speaking of the pain, as the floodwaters recede, the scale of the rebuild is pretty enormous. How are you covering that, and what do you think the first order of business is going to be for the people of Cedar Rapids?
Well, the first order of business is finding out how extensive the damage is, and the story this morning is the frustration of not being able to get in as soon as people would like. They originally thought that yesterday they would be able to let people back into their homes in the areas where the water is receding, but the strike teams weren't able to get in as quickly as they had hoped to assess the health and safety hazards. And so people who thought they were going to get in yesterday after being out for several days were denied access to their homes. And of course there was some frustration and, frayed tempers there. No real violence, but some unhappy, understandably so, unhappy people.
Well, unhappy for a lot of reasons. Sure. I mean, aside from the cost of rebuilding, there's also an enormous whammy on the economy there in Iowa, because it appears at this point that the corn crop is probably a total loss, and soybeans are just going to be a tiny fraction of what would be planted, correct?
Again, they're assessing what the crop loss will be. The terrain is such that you have land that's inundated and will clearly be a total loss, and you have other land that if they've planted it, it's growing. So I think total loss is probably an overstatement, but we've been so absorbed in the city that I'm not the right person to answer that, but obviously the crop impact will be huge.
Well, Steve Buttrey, of course, some farmers will be having a total loss, as you said,
even
though the total crop isn't a loss. Steve Buttrey, editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, involved in the sort of journalistic story of your career, having started his job as editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette last Tuesday. Steve, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
It's going to be a tough day for lots of people who are going to get back to their homes for the first time in days. Very tough day there in Iowa and throughout the Midwest.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.